her.
It's a piece of wood.
He's my baby. You said I could have him back.
You can, but you can't take him anywhere.
A scene from the Scottish National Theatre's headline production this year, Little Otik. The play is an adaptation of Czech animator Jan Švankmajer's film Otisanek, which in turn is an adaptation of a Czech fairy tale. The story? A childless couple carve a baby out of a tree stump, only to look on in horror as it starts to develop an appetite for human flesh. The Scottish Theatre's choice sparked controversy when it was unveiled earlier in the year. On the eve of the play's final performance, I asked director Matthew Linton what had attracted him to the tale of Little Otik.
In the film, there was a story that I found really exciting to do with the journey that the parents go on and the baby and the kind of hole that they begin to dig themselves when this fantasy, this what starts off as a lie begins to become reality. So that was really the starting point for me. I think, you know, a lot of people are very devoted to Švankmajer and his work. I'm not a Švankmajer aficionado, and so for me, as with most of the things that we start, the most important thing is to find the story.
This is a sort of old Czech fairy tale, the story of Otisanek. Did you find in it things that reminded you, say, of Scottish fairy tales or Anglo-Saxon fairy tales?
Not at all. I mean, I didn't think about that at all. The film uses the fairy tale as a starting point and updates and kind of modernises, really interprets that fairy tale, for a modern age. And I think what we have tried to do is to do the same with the film. But the fairy tale aspect really didn't come into it for me. I didn't think about it, and I didn't particularly want to create something that felt like a fairy tale. I wanted to create something that felt real, although, you know, having said that, obviously it's not a realistic story, but it inhabits a space that's somewhere between reality and absurdity.
This is the headliner of the National Theatre of Scotland's season, and when that was announced, a lot of critics responded with bafflement, and a lot of them said this was a kind of controversial choice. Were you meaning to be controversial when you made this choice?
No, I think it's not a controversial choice for me, and it's not a controversial choice for the National Theatre of Scotland, and it's not a controversial choice for modern audiences who are interested in watching a new kind of theatre. I think it's only a controversial choice for critics because, broadly speaking, they're fairly dull and have fairly limited imaginations and tend to react to something like that if it's not yet another production of Shakespeare or yet another production of a classic. The show have responded amazingly to it, and it's gone down a storm in Scotland, and we're just in Wales at the moment where it opens tonight in Cardiff. And the reviews have been good as well, but that's not my main concern. My main concern is to make a good work of art that both challenges and entertains audiences, and I think that's what the show does.
That was Matthew Linton, director of the play Little Otik, speaking to me there from his hotel room in Wales, just hours before the Cardiff premiere.